Good morning. I come to you this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I'm so very thankful that God has given to us this opportunity that we can share the Word of God with you, and we just pray that the Lord will bless as only indeed that He can. This morning I'd like for us to look at some scripture that's found in the book of 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. I'm going to start with the first four verses. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 through 4. May God add His blessings as we read His word this morning. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this psalm in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." And I pray the Lord will add His blessings to the reading of His Word this morning as we look for just a few moments at this passage of Scripture that was written at a time when David had been delivered from the hand of King Saul. Just a quick reminder, I know that you're familiar with this account in the Bible, but just to bring our hearts and minds in focus to what I want to talk about today, David, when he was a teenage boy, had gone out to the battlefield to take his brothers some food and to check on them. His father wanted to know how his brothers were doing, and when he got there, he found that the armies of the Philistines were on one hill, the armies of Israel were on the other hill, and he found out that every day there was one Philistine that would come out from the ranks of the Philistine army, and there he would threaten the army of Israel. He would challenge the army of Israel. He would say, "Send out one man from your army, and we will fight. He and I will fight, and whoever wins, the other army will then bow down to the victor." The only problem with that was, if you remember, the one man of the Philistines that came out was named Goliath, and he was a giant, and he struck fear into the hearts of the people, the men of the army of Israel. So that went on day after day after day. When David got there and he found out about it, David was strengthened by the Lord in his inner man to go against that giant. Now his brothers and some of the others in the army thought that maybe he was just trying to make a name for himself. But instead, he wasn't trying to make a name for himself. He was lifting up the name of the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, the God of the army of Israel. He was going in the name of the Lord. And to make that part of the account, bringing it back, he, with one throw of a sling of the rock, stone, he hit Goliath in the forehead. Then he took Goliath's own weapon and slew the giant. Well, when news of that came back into the towns of Israel, we find that the women would be marching and parading and dancing down the street, and they would be singing, "Saul has killed his thousands, and David has killed his 10,000s. And as a result of that, Saul became so jealous of David that he decided and set out to kill David. You can read that account and see how that there were so many times of confrontation, and each time God delivered him. Every single time he delivered him from the hand of Saul. And he even delivered him from his own hand, because at one point David's own army had encouraged him to kill Saul. He had the opportunity. He said, "I will not lay a hand on the Lord's anointed." So the Lord even delivered David from himself, because if he had at that point killed Saul, he would have gone against God to that degree. And so he, all the way through that, he placed his trust, his confidence in the Lord. And so in the day that the Lord delivered him out of all of his enemies, out of the hand of Saul, David began to sing. David began to rejoice. David began to praise God Almighty. This is the song that he sang that day. And it's that entire 22nd chapter of 1 Samuel. We're just going to look at a few verses of it. But as you look at this and you think about this, if you've ever had a time in your life when you didn't know what was going to happen, when you felt yourself to be in a valley, you felt yourself to be in a dark place, you felt yourself to be in a time where that you wasn't sure what was going to take place, what was going to happen, what was going to be the result of it, you didn't know which way to turn, but all of a sudden God began to speak to your heart and to your mind, and he began to direct you step by step by step by step. And as he was directing you and you were following him, that peace of God that Paul described as being beyond all understanding, beyond all comprehension, that peace of God that was with you began to still your heart and your mind and give you a sweet peace and comfort. If you've ever experienced that, then you can understand where David was coming from when he began to sing this song. If you've ever had those moments when you felt the presence of the Lord was so heavily upon you, that for me there had to be, seemed like one of two responses in those moments. Either there was a time when I was absolutely speechless, that I could not even speak the word, but I felt that my heart was communing with God at that time. That was one response, was that I couldn't say a word audibly, but my heart was speaking. Or there was a time when I would break out of singing. I would be so glad, so joyful, so rejoicing in what God had done for me at that moment that I couldn't keep from singing. How could I keep from singing when the praise of God was welling up inside of me and coming out of me? I would begin to break out in a song, and sometimes it might be a song that I would know. Sometimes it might be a song like Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. Or it might be How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds in a Believer's Ear. How sweet and wonderful it is. Or it might be Take the Name of Jesus, Child of Sorrow and of Woe. Take His Precious Name Wherever You May Go. Or sometimes it could be just words that were coming out of my heart and a tune that I had never heard before, but God was just giving me a song to praise Him. If you've ever experienced anything like that, then you can understand why David was singing. And I believe he sang this song loudly. I believe he sang it boldly as the glory of the Lord was shining into his heart. And so he began to sing. And we read that he said, "The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my deliverer." Looking back and realizing there were times in his life when it could have become very unstable. Yet the Lord was his rock. The Lord was the source of his stability. The same God that delivered Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was delivering him, the unchanging one, the self-existent one that needs no outside help whatsoever. But as David was exclaiming here in this song, he does not need me for anything, but I need him for everything. God is my rock. He's my stability. In this time that you and I are living in right now, it seems that everything is just becoming topsy-turvy. It's turning upside down, inside out. But I tell you, there is one who does not change. There is one who is stable. There is one who is the rock. He is my rock. He is my stability. He keeps my heart. He keeps my mind in perfect peace when I am looking upon Him and depending upon Him and trusting Him. He's my fortress. He is my safe harbor. He is my safe place. He's the one that I can run to Him and know that it is there that peace and that strength of Jesus Christ completely surrounds me. He is my deliverer. He transports me from my fears, from my anxieties, from emotions that would be negative within me. He transports me from those things into His presence, into the presence of His peace and His calmness. He is the God of my rock. And David said in this song, I will trust Him. This morning, as we think about this, and we think about all of the things that are going on in the world, we think about what's going on in our nation, I find myself needing to make that daily commitment. Daily commitment. It's not just a one-time thing. But over and over and over again, saying within myself, saying to myself, I am going to trust my Lord. I'm going to trust my Savior. I'm going to trust my Defender. I'm going to trust my Deliverer. I'm going to trust my safe place. I'm going to trust the rock of my salvation. I'm going to trust the one who never changes. And in Him, I can find everything that I need to face the issues of life that I might struggle with on my own. But through God, through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I can go through those things. I can find the way. I can follow Him, and He takes me by His word, by His hand, by His deliverance. He takes me into that place. But I must make that commitment daily that my confidence is in God. My confidence is not in man. My confidence is not in who is or may in the future live in the White House. My confidence is the one whose throne is in heaven, and He reigns and rules among the armies of heaven and earth and the inhabitants of the earth. All glory and power belongs unto Him. He is the God of my rock. He is the source of strength. He's the source of power. He's everything that I need. And I'm going to trust Him. How about you this morning? Are you trusting the Lord? Are you putting your confidence in the one who created this heaven and this earth? In one of the Psalms that David wrote, the Psalm 121, he said, I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth and all that is in it. He spoke it into existence. He speaks peace into my heart. He speaks correction into my heart. He speaks direction into my heart. He is my everything. He's the one that I'm going to make the commitment that my confidence is in Him. I'm going to fully depend upon His grace, His mercies, which are new every morning, His power, which is displayed every morning when the sun comes up, when the sun sets at night, when the stars are shining at night, when the rain falls from the clouds, when the rain is withheld from the clouds. His power is shown. His wisdom. You see, I can only see just what's right in front of me. And sometimes I can't even see that, it seems. But God looks at the whole picture. And God knows the thoughts that He has and the plans that He has for us. The purpose that He has for us. And He's taking us to that point and taking us to that direction. Even if we have to face enemies in this life, if we just keep our eyes upon Jesus, our rock, our stability, our calmness. And when we find ourselves at a point where that we are beginning to feel this overwhelming thoughts, the things that come into us that that might strike anxiety. We've been anxious about things. What's going to happen? How's it going to turn out? Who's going to be in charge? What's going to happen? When we feel those things coming upon us, we can be just as David when he said, I will call on the Lord. I will call on the Lord. I will pour out my heart unto the Lord. And it's true that God already knows the things we stand in need of. God already knows the things that are troubling us. God already knows the things that strike fear and anxiety in our hearts and the unknown that we're having to face. But I'm telling you something, that there is a peace that comes upon us. There is a calmness that comes upon us when we hear our own voice speaking, the Lord is my God. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me, because He has said, He has promised, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. There's something about the audible confession that comes from our hearts as our ears hear it. It comes out of our hearts, through our mouths, into our ears, and back into our minds. And there is a settling effect that comes upon us when we confess the power of God, the wisdom of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the love of God. When we confess those things audibly, even if we're sitting by ourselves, there's something about hearing those words coming out of our own mouth that it just reinforces to us the great truths of who God is and what God is able to do. David said, I will call on the Lord. I will pour out my heart to God. Paul said that when we do that, when we confess, when we pray, when we speak the things that we stand in need of, and we're not anxious for anything. He says, be not anxious, but in everything with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When we confess that, God takes our anxieties and He removes those and He replaces it with His peace. That's a pretty good exchange, isn't it? That's a wonderful exchange. He takes our anxieties, He gives us His peace. Going on down in the Psalm to verse 20, that song in verse 20, 2 Samuel 22, verse 20, it says, He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me. Why would God look upon a sinner like Steve Taylor and deliver me? Why would He look upon me and say, I'm going to give my son to die for him? My son is going to take his sins upon himself. He became sin that I would be made the righteousness of God in him. He delivered me into a large place, a place where is an abundance of joy and peace and comfort and blessings. Why did He do that? In verse 20 it tells us, He did it because He delighted in me. Listen, there are times I don't delight in myself, but it says that God delights in me. Why does He delight in me? That word delight means to be well pleased. He's well pleased with me. Again, like I said, there are times in my life when I don't even like myself. But God is pleased with me. And the reason that He's pleased with me is because He's pleased with His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Two occasions that the voice came out of heaven. When Jesus came up out of the water when He was baptized, He said, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. You put the word delight there, in whom I am delighted. On the day He was transfigured in front of Peter, James, and John, Peter said, Lord, it's so good to be here. Let us build three tabernacles, one for Jesus, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And the voice of God said, This meaning Jesus, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Listen to Him. He's the one. But because God, by His grace, has placed me in Christ Jesus, fundamentally, when He took my sins and placed them upon Jesus, and Jesus' blood was shed for my sins, and my sins were washed away, I am now in Christ Jesus. The life I now live, I live in Christ Jesus. And because He is pleased with Christ, and I am in Christ, He's pleased with me, He's pleased with you. The song goes on and on and on, but I want to drop down to verse 47, because this was the exclamation of David's heart as he was remembering all of these things and rejoicing at all the things that God had done for him. The exclamation that he came to in verse 47 was, "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation." Oh, this morning, I know my voice is not such that it would cause that to happen, but I pray that the voice of the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart just now and reminding you of times when God delivered you, when God was so close to you, God was so real to you that you didn't have to reach out and touch Him because you knew that He was there holding you and He was there within you and He was there speaking to your heart. That it was at those times, and I pray that just now His voice is speaking to you, and you are also able with me and with David to cry out, "The Lord is alive. The Lord liveth. He's the great I am. He's not the great I was, or I want to be, or I might be, or I could be. He is the great I am. He is never changing. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock." He's my rock. I place my dependence, my confidence, my trust in the Lord. And I'm going to exalt Him. I'm going to lift up His holy name. I'm going to glory in the work of Jesus Christ, my deliverer, the rock of my salvation. And I pray this morning that the same will be for you, that you will rejoice, and you're rejoicing even now as you're thinking upon the rock, the stability of your salvation, the unchangeableness of God as He has declared you are His and He is yours. May God bless you is my prayer. May you have a blessed day today. Thank you for listening.